Chapter 7. Creating Detailed Images. Nearly everyone can come up with some ideas of what they want in various categories, but not very many naturally make the jump to creating specific pictures of these desires. This is why so few people actually get what they want. Developing detailed pictures is easy when you follow the daily sessions sheet. Move from vague to specific. 11 examples. If your goal is to make enough money to quit your job, what holograms can you create? Number 1. An image of a specific coworker telling you goodbye and how lucky you are. Number 2. Feel your confidence and enthusiasm as you walk out the door for the last time. Number 3. An image of your bank statement with your monthly income highlighted. Number 4. See yourself obtaining the health insurance you will need. Number 5. A picture of yourself enjoying your own schedule. Let's say another goal is a brand new Hummer. You can create these holograms. Number 1. Imagine a test drive at the dealership. Number 2. See yourself driving off the lot with your family. Number 3. Four-wheeling up in the mountains. Number 4. Feel the success and confidence you desire. Number 5. Feel the freedom as you imagine driving anywhere you want. Number 6. See your friend's reaction as you show off your new Hummer. Create holographic events, not just objects. When I do my holo creation sheets, about 90% of the time I create holograms of events rather than objects. This is what is important to me. You decide for yourself. This is simply a reminder to expand your vision to include what you really want. Most people desire love, acceptance, belonging, and peace much more than they really desire expensive clothes and fast cars. In fact, the reason they desire the clothes and the cars are because they think they will bring them love and acceptance and confidence. Later in this book, I'll show you how to find out the reasons underlying what you think you want. We provide the pattern. To help you to create detail, imagine that there is a power in the universe that will grant you whatever you picture in your mind. If you give this power a picture of a half-formed house, it will grant you a half-formed house. Picture this power asking you for more detail. There is a power that will grant you your images. There is a universal spirit that desires to be born in flesh. This universal substance needs a pattern in order to manifest in material existence. We provide the literal pattern by creating the detailed holograms out of subtle matter, which are then clothed with denser matter. 5 waves of visualizing. They all work. It's not essential that you literally see all the images if that is not your way. Some people can see in their imagination very well, and others have more of a feeling or a desire. Think of a time when you really wanted something. Whatever you were doing when you were wanting that thing or event, that is the way you visualize. Here are the 5 most common ways of giving your picture to the universe. Some people see in their mind's eye visual images inside. They project a picture outside themselves. They experience themselves in the imagined event as if looking out from their own eyes. They feel the emotion and energy and desire but don't see much. Or they use verbal descriptions of events or objects. All of these are okay. Most of us use a combination of them. Don't get hung up on not being able to visualize the way some people do. You don't even need to think of the word visualize. All you need to do is let the universe know exactly what you are wanting, with emotion and with the expectation that you will receive it. Here's another test to see how you visualize. Think of the last time you were very anxious or afraid. All fear comes when we imagine that something undesirable is going to happen. We imagine detailed future scenarios. Which of the methods above do you use to imagine the feared event? Include all the senses. We are very visual beings and tend to limit the use of our other senses. When creating our holographic images, expand to include as many senses as possible. Smell the interior of the new car. Feel the freshness and spray of the ocean on the beach. See the color and style of the clothes you're wearing. Taste the high-quality food available to you. Hear the cheering of the crowd. All of this may take a little practice, but with the help of the daily sheet, you will get better and better. Even more important than the senses, include the emotion that you feel associated with the event or object you're imaging. This leads us to the next chapter.